welcome back to Be Unemployable.
Hey, hello. Guys. Hey.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hey. You might remember us from such episodes as last week.
And all of them since season two, you've heard my voice.
Right? You might remember me from like always and forever. Forever. All right. So, hey, we're back. Hi. And we're talking about something awesome this week.
Yeah. Was it last week that you just called me out the entire time, or was that the week before? Because when you said the topic for this one, I'm just like, cool, let's just call Jamie out again. That's fucking great. Like, I think this podcast is going to turn into, let's air out what Jamie's doing wrong and then fix it.
So this podcast is being renamed unofficially to Jamie What the Hell. That's what it's unofficially called. It's called Jamie What the Hell, and I just follow Jamie around and I go, what the hell, and then I do an episode on it. Like, that's the new
incredible reality show, let me tell you. I'm entertaining.
I just Jamie, what the hell, and then we have like some corny like Saturday Night Live style intro music, and then we do an episode on it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
No. So Jamie actually sent me a bunch of podcast topic ideas, and then I read through them and they're all really good. And I said, but how about this? And then I said, let's talk about stress and burnout as a neurodivergent person. Yep. And she went, oh, that's really good. And I was like, I know. And that's what we're talking about today. Like, she had all kinds of really good business ideas and like topics that we will cover, but I was like, this feels very relevant right now because everyone I'm talking to is like, so I just want to run away from my life, is that normal? And I'm like, it shouldn't be, but it really is right now.
So you're noticing that with a lot of your clients,
like a lot.
Yeah, that's really like interesting.
Yeah
I wonder if it has anything to do with like so many disasters that have happened, especially in like the United States in the last, like, I don't know, few years.
So you don't follow me, Jamie. I mean, you technically do on Instagram, but you're not on Instagram.
Yeah.
You're not on Instagram. So,
no.
I made a post on Instagram last week or the week before with a Venn diagram that said I have ADHD. I don't know if I mentioned it was, I'm looking it up because memory isn't really it's not what I'm known for.
Working memory is hard.
It was how Unprecedented lost its meaning. It was my Venn diagram.
How Unprecedented lost its meaning, because there's been so many fucking unprecedented things that have happened in the last, what, 4 years?
Yeah. And it talks about how every single day there's a new unprecedented crisis. So at some point it's just, you get alarm fatigue. Like, you can't.
Right.
You can't constantly be alarmed.
Yeah. Yeah.
If everything's alarming, nothing is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now so many people are having this stressed, burnt out type of feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're neurodivergent, it's harder to manage.
Yeah.
So that's why I wanted to talk about it this week.
Let's talk about it.
In a new segment called Jamie, What the Hell? Where we just talk about, she's laughing. You can't hear it on the mic, but she is laughing. So first of all, let's talk about the horror that is stress and burnout. So a thing that I read this week, and by a thing that I read, I don't actually mean TikTok this time. I mean Instagram. So much better. Oh my gosh.
You know that really official site?
I read all the best educational articles.
Listen.
I am a scholar.
Yeah.
So, but I did read something on Instagram this week that said, my doctor said to me that my brain was not made to keep me happy. It was made to keep me safe.
Ooh.
And I was like, why not both? But anyway,
yeah,
I was like, okay. And that is another gateway into what we're going to talk about here, because when neurodivergent people tend to be more sensitive, right? Mm-hmm. We're more, even if we are blank faced as, you know, someone with an autism diagnosis, we are still sensitive, even if we're not showing it.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, we do tend to have excessive stress.
Yep.
The problem is stress is subjective. So when you try to explain, hey, I'm stressed about this, blah, 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 people are like, why?
Mm-hmm.
And then you punch them in the face and you run away. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I mean, no, don't do that.
So the first step, if you're starting to come to terms with your stress, like if you're like, yeah, no, you know what? I'm super stressed out. It's time for me to start to manage this, is make a list of your stressors. Like what's stressing you out? And mm-hmm. this alone is going to be stressful.
Yeah.
This alone is going to be stressful, but like make a list of your stressors and figure out what's your little stress, like stuff like getting yourself water, like the little stress,
mm-hmm.
moderate stress, and then like the big bads, right?
Mm-hmm.
The things that are just like, if I have to open my mail and see one more person doing, you know, asking for money or like whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
whatever your big bad is,
mm-hmm.
then list those. And then determine which stressor has become hardest for you to deal with. That's where you need to start to get help. And then once you get that off your plate or you get assistance, then you can start to really work on healing yourself and working on managing your burnout, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about stress scales. I have dogs. I have dogs that nobody seems to care about the fact that I have a podcast as well as dogs in my house. That's a stressor for me. So let's talk about like, okay, how do you know when you're stressed if you're so tuned out? Have you ever been there? Does that even like, what is going on with these dogs?
Anyway. I knew I was at burnout when I could not fall asleep or stay asleep. And every day when I woke up, I was exhausted.
Yeah.
That's when I knew.
That's how I'm feeling right now, physically.
Mm-hmm.
But emotionally, I'm way better. So I already know that I'm coming up, like I'm working my way back to mm-hmm. healthy. Like,
yeah.
Not physically healthy.
Yeah.
But in like I'm good in a mental way.
Yeah.
So when you're doing well, you should be, or all of us humans should be like sleeping and eating well. We should be calm, steady, feeling like, okay, cool, right? Physically.
You know, this is a podcast for neurodivergent people, right? Are you aware of that? Like, it's for neurodivergent people.
That's where we should be for our normal. So like my sleeping and eating habits, I eat like 7 things mm-hmm. and that's my eating normal.
Mm-hmm.
My sleeping habits, I can actually get them pretty under control. What about you?
Yeah, I can sleep pretty well. Especially recently we've been going to bed, like falling asleep at a little after 11, getting up at 7. Like I've been sleeping yeah. better than I have in a long time, actually.
Neurodivergent people, we can do it. Mm-hmm. It's just, it takes a little work, and it's a habit to build, but we can do it. We can do it just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Emotionally, when you're at your best, we're creative.
Mm-hmm.
We have a billion ideas. We're engaged with what we are doing. Like, that's where we should be.
Yeah.
When we're functioning, we're still showing up, but our engagement levels, like our enjoyment levels, are much lower.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we start jumping from hyper-focus to hyper-focus, and they last a lot shorter. Like, we just buy everything to do the hyper-focus, and then we never actually start.
Yeah.
That's when we're just functioning. We're no longer like having a good time doing stuff.
Yeah.
When you start to enter into that burnout phase where you're just like overworked and you're starting to disconnect, that's where you start to get the muscle tension. And obviously if you have a chronic health issue, this doesn't apply because you have a chronic health issue,
mm-hmm.
you know, but you start to get more of that muscle tension and the stress headaches, your low energy.
Yeah.
Like, my chronic health issues flare up when I'm overworked and when I'm starting to disengage.
Mm-hmm.
This is where, like, you're much more anxious. Even if you have a chronic anxiety condition, you're still much more anxious.
Mm-hmm.
The joy that you would normally feel from a new hyperfocus is gone. Like, all the stuff that you bought from, like, for me, when I start to get into this,
mm-hmm.
I'm not as excited about my plants. Like, just watering my plants feels like a task.
Yeah.
Instead of like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see what they grow into. Like, it turns into like, well, I don't really want them to die.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes like just enough to keep them alive. And then when you start entering into the burnout phases, that's when it's like you have sleep problems. You have aches and pains all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You start to go, you know, absolute, like for me, all of a sudden I can sleep for 14, 16, 18 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just feel completely beaten down, inability to cope with anything that happens. Someone literally tells you no, and you're like, well, I'm a giant failure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, I just said we couldn't get McDonald's today. I don't understand why that's a personal attack.
Yeah.
And it's like all the things, your RSD flares, like, whew, no other.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you're going to have, especially if RSD is something you struggle with in general, you're going to have it at all stages because that's just who we are.
Mm-hmm.
But when all of a sudden it's everything everyone says to you is triggering it, you might want to look at burnout.
That could also be trauma responses, depending on what the trigger is too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It might very well be a trauma response.
Mm-hmm.
Depending.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it's nothing you've ever cared about before, all of a sudden you're like, fine, leave me to die, then you're probably burnt out.
Yeah. So here's a question for you. What if you're feeling pretty good physically, but you're kind of mentally checked out? Is that a thing for burnout, or is that just mean that you're in like the, you're just kind of functioning? Like, there's obviously the physical and there's the emotional aspects of burnout. Can you be burnt out and not have all those terrible physical symptoms? Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Things manifest differently for every person.
Mm-hmm.
And some people feel it in their body. Some people don't feel it in their body until they're older.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, like, every person is different.
Okay.
And sometimes it's just an issue of you're not excited by it. So you're burnt out,
mm-hmm.
but not in the same way as a classic burnout symptoms. It's more that you've checked out. You're not quite to that chronic burnout phase. Cause there are stages, right? Mm-hmm. So you have 12 stages of burnout. And I actually have a list here in front of me. Mm-hmm. So the first stage is just people pleasing, which so many people have struggled with.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is pushing harder. So it's like, if I go above and beyond, things are just going to get better. It's mm-hmm. fine.
Yeah.
And then that's when it comes into lack of support. People going, no one ever helps me out. Like, how many sitcom moms do you see that are always like, no one helps around here? Mm-hmm. Like that's stage three of burnout.
Okay.
And that's not, no one's like, no one's throwing themselves on the couch going, I don't get any sleep. Like, that's just a mindset thing. I mean, and I say just, but I'm not dismissing it. Like,
yeah,
I'm saying it's on one side of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Stage four, something that I live most of my life in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's neglected needs. And that is, I'll take a break when I'm done.
Yeah.
And that's the, like, you get everything done and then you handle your own shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real problem. And I've talked about neglected needs before on like different summits I've been a guest on and things like that. It's a real problem.
Yeah.
And especially when you're neurodivergent, you tend to focus on the bigger picture of what you're working on or what you're focusing on, and you forget you exist. You yourself exist.
Well, you also had a really great TikTok reel talking about how you don't really acknowledge your needs as much based off of how you were raised as well. Like, your mom didn't Bingo. Acknowledge your needs. You don't acknowledge yep. your needs. Like, it just makes sense to you.
That's exactly it. Like, I was raised in a way that my needs don't matter. So what is it? Mm-hmm. So therefore I come last, right?
Yeah.
My husband is amazing at putting my needs like ahead. So mm-hmm. he's really good at that. So like today when I got off one of my calls, I was like, what those hands doing? They want to make me a bagel. Like,
yeah.
So like, I'm able to get around him, I'm able to really prioritize myself, but around everybody else, I'm just like, no, it's fine. I'm fine. Yeah. Everything's fine. And then I just, you know, keel over dead and a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
Stage five is denial. It's temporary. Things are going to get better. It's fine. Is that you? Mm-hmm. Is that you a little bit?
Yeah. I think I'm getting past that point though. Like, I'm understanding that this is a problem. What things that used to excite me and are not exciting me. Like, my one hyper focus was my business. Like, I was so laser focused on it that I didn't do anything for fun, which I also had to be that way for a short time, because it's hard to have fun and finish your master's degree and move out of state and work a full-time job and have a hobby or anything. Like, I need to fucking sleep sometimes.
Right.
But yeah, no, I'm realizing that I have to pump the brakes fucking somewhere. Cause it has finally caught up to me. I'm feeling, apathetic about things that really used to excite me. And that's sad.
Yeah. It's disappointing
mm-hmm.
when you're like, no, I should still love this. And you start stage six with this, which is justification.
Yeah.
Where you're like, no, I have to keep going because people are relying on me, or I have come this far.
Yeah.
And then you start to become resentful, which is stage seven. And you get resentful of the, no one understands what I'm struggling with. No one, I'm resentful of my business.
Jamie, what the hell?
Yeah. That's, I'm telling you, I mean, this is, so just so you know, these 12 stages of burnout we're going through, they're from psychologists Herbert Freudenberger and Gail North. So these are like legit 12 stages.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you're past your resentfulness, you go into isolation.
Okay.
Where you stop responding to your texts. You just want to be left alone.
Mm-hmm.
You're just drained. You don't have anything left to give people. So yeah. You're like, just let me be.
Okay.
Does that sound familiar?
Yeah. Okay. Was that the last step?
No, we have four more.
Oh, okay. Great. Let's just keep this ball rolling.
You're like, no, thank you. No, thank
you. I'm like, I'm good. I'll see you guys next fucking week. Yeah.
You're like, wait, so there's more? Like, I thought I was at step eight.
Listen, like, oh, wait, I already had enough to bring to my therapist on Friday, and now I've got a lot more, the more that you're talking. So that's fine. It's totally fine.
You have to take all 12 stages of the burnout with you.
I can't wait. She's going to be like, wow, talk about job security here. Like, what is your podcast actually doing to you?
You're like, every week you have a podcast and it always brings up issues.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
Wait until you get to stage 9, which is giving up. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I just don't have the energy to care. You start missing work. You start doing just the bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And I have something to say about that, because I think as long as you're doing something,
mm-hmm.
it's better than doing nothing.
Yeah.
So when people act like, oh, you're just doing the bare minimum, good for fucking you.
It's a lot more than a lot of people do.
Exactly. So when people say like, oh, you're just doing the bare minimum, they can shove it up their ass.
Mm-hmm.
To me, number 9, giving up, is when you actually genuinely are like, no, I'm not doing this.
Mm-hmm.
That's what giving up is to me. Doing the bare minimum is to be applauded. At least you're doing something.
Yeah.
Good for you. The fact that you're still showing up and you're doing something. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
But then number 10 is depression.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the, well, nothing's going to get better.
Yeah.
So you don't find joy in anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, depression's the fucking worst. But then 11 is where burnout actually hits. And you just can't do it. You're at your breaking point. You are physically and mentally drained.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't want to do it. You don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
And 12 is where you're at chronic breaking point. You didn't stop when you hit 11. You kept going. And you've hit chronic burnout where you're just... Now your mental and physical health have been compromised because you didn't stop at 11.
Okay. So in a hypothetical situation that our listeners, not me, our listeners are somewhere on that scale and they know, oh, sorry guys, I have to move around because sensory needs. and a lot of the burnout is due to the business. Like, where do you fucking go from there? Do you do the bare minimum? Do you take a step back? Do you just continue serving your current clients and literally take a break? Like, is that giving up? Is that failure or is that needed? Let's talk about that part for our listeners, not for me.
For Lizzie listener. She's for new.
Lizzie listener.
She's our client avatar, Lizzie listener.
Love that.
So Lizzie listener, let's say what number, what stage would you think she's in?
I think she's at like stage like 7. What was stage 7?
She's like resentful. Isolation. Yeah, isolation is 8. Resentful is 7.
What was 6?
Justification. Like everyone's relying on me.
Okay. Let's say she's at like a 6-7.
Okay.
Yeah. What so it's do we
like,
do there?
Resentful is like, no one cares or understands that I'm struggling.
Mm-hmm.
So she's in like that area.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you're going to want to my suggestion
mm-hmm.
as you know, podcast expert.
Someone who reads Instagram.
Who gets all of their information from Instagram. And mm-hmm. nothing else. Never have I ever looked at anything else.
No.
That's sarcasm. Yeah. So my suggestion for you at that point is to look and put some boundaries in place. Like, figure out where do you need that you need, admit that you need help.
Mm-hmm.
And what aren't you able to keep going in that same way? Like, what is it that is making you feel this way?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the hours that you're working? Is it the fact that you're pushing, but the needle's not moving?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? And then are there any people that have made you feel bad about limiting or about voicing these limitations? Like, have you said to somebody, oh my gosh, like, I just am so exhausted by showing up and having nobody see my posts, because Facebook is making it very hard for people to see things. So if you show up in a group, and you have a group of like, say, 600 people, and you show up into a group and 12 mm-hmm. people see your shit,
mm-hmm.
that is so disheartening.
It is, especially when that's the main place that I speak to my people in my Lizzie group listener of 600.
Does. Lizzie listener is always in there speaking to people.
Uh-huh.
So have there been anyone that you have, has there been anyone that you've told and they've been like, it's fine, just keep going. You'll just keep going. Just keep going. And they invalidate what you're saying.
Yeah.
If so, that's something you need to be mindful of, right?
Yeah.
Because that person's not giving you any support.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to steer away from them.
Yeah.
And then you need to be radically honest with yourself and you need to change what you're doing.
So let's say Lizzie listener realizes that the best way to use her time isn't to show up on Facebook every day because Facebook's making it a bitch for your people to see you. Okay. So mm-hmm. Lizzie listener knows I need to show up other places, but Lizzie listener is also doing everything on her own because she keeps her prices low so that she can serve her specific population of women with ADHD who have financial hardships, because I know that about Lizzie listener. Yeah. So having that heart and wanting to get those resources out to people, but knowing it takes a lot of manpower or like a lot of brain power for me to edit videos, to put them the fuck out there. It's a lot of work to create content.
A shit ton of work.
It's a lot of fucking work. So what does Lizzie listener do?
Lizzie listener needs to take a step back and prioritize her own needs.
Okay.
And make something. So ease would be a guiding value here.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And if it isn't easy, meaning like doesn't feel easy to you.
Mm-hmm.
Not easy for everybody. Because what's easy to me isn't easy to you, right? Or to Lizzie listener, whatever.
Right.
If it stuff that comes easy to me is not easy to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way to look at it. Yeah. Does it feel easy when you're making a list of ways you're going to show up and ways you're going to help people? Does it feel easy? If not, I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then invite people to find you where it feels easy. I am personally in a group with, actually you're in there too, with a copywriter. Mm-hmm. Who left Facebook.
I was really proud of her when I saw her do that. I'm like, good for fucking you. She even put in her post, she's like, I know the experts say this is what I'm supposed to be doing, but it doesn't feel good. So I'm not.
And she's like, I'm leaving Facebook. She's on Instagram and she's doing great over on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Like I interact with her over there because mm-hmm. I'm on Instagram. You're on TikTok. Like, mm-hmm. you know, we're not. And to make sure we see everything, we send it to each other. Like that's just divide mm-hmm. and conquer.
Yeah.
So get yourself a business buddy that you can literally divide and conquer.
Yeah.
Everyone doesn't need to be everywhere.
I've known this forever and I have to still get that through my thick fucking head that if you are really,
and you also need to stop talking.
Okay. So Listen, I'm a very capable human and I'm a great person. Does that make you feel better? Okay. So anyway, I need to remember that I don't have to be fucking everywhere. I really truly don't. All you have to do is very well on maybe one platform and call it a day, or collect emails and just focus on email marketing. That's also a thing. So,
and as long as people know how to find you mm-hmm. or where to find you, or they know they can reach out to you through email, they can reach out to you through Voxer, they can reach out to you through wherever you are. Mm-hmm. That's all they need.
Yeah.
Because burnout's not linear. One day you might be like, this is amazing. I'm going to show up and I'm going to do all this stuff.
Yeah.
Especially with the way our brains work, mm-hmm. with the way hyper-focusing works. Mm-hmm. And then the next day you might be like, so I'm never coming out of my shell and I don't ever want to talk to anyone ever again.
Yeah.
And the only people you're going to show up for are your clients. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's fine. Mm-hmm. That's not wrong. There's no shame in it. Mm-hmm. And that's really important to know, is that you're not wrong for any of that.
Yeah.
You're not doing anything bad. What you want to make sure that you have is a system of support for yourself. Your basic needs are met. And I mean that in a, you're not neglecting yourself. You're eating, mm-hmm. you're moving, you're getting your water. You're doing the stuff that as neurodivergent people, we forget to do. Mm-hmm. I literally forget, like buying my 50-ounce water jug was the best thing I ever did because Sean makes sure it's filled. And because he's done such a good job, when it's empty, I literally will go and fill it if I have to. I hate doing it and I don't do it often, but now I do it because I can't stand it being empty.
Yeah.
So find what works for you then. Make sure you rest. And I don't mm-hmm. just mean sleep. Don't show up out of obligation.
Yeah.
Cancel live shows that you can't show up as your best self. Cancel mm-hmm. them. Hey, I can't show up today because I feel like shit.
Yeah.
And I think it's inauthentic for me to show up and tell you guys that everything's great when it's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, cancel it. There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. And people will tell you, oh, just keep going. Just keep going. No, do the bare fucking minimum.
Yeah.
On those days, do the bare minimum. The fact that you did anything is amazing.
And the people that are going to tell you to just keep going probably don't have a business or haven't experienced the burnout that you're experiencing, or else they wouldn't be fucking telling you to do that.
They're neurotypical.
Yeah. Ew.
Mm-hmm. And make sure you recharge. So something you said was you hadn't made room for hobbies because you just were trying to get through. You were just pushing through, trying to get mm-hmm. to the next thing.
Yeah.
And recharging is, you know, your hobbies, your activities you like. For mm-hmm. me, it's, I love to draw. I mm-hmm. love plants. For a long time, I didn't have hobbies like that. Like, yeah, I liked to do those things. Well, I didn't really like plants until like a year ago, but like, mm-hmm. I liked to do things like that, but I never did them.
Yeah.
Because it just felt like, who has the time? Mm-hmm. And I was very dismissive of them. And it's jacked up, honestly. I should never have been very dismissive of them, because people who enjoy their hobbies are healthier. Mm-hmm. They understand joy and happiness a lot more than those who just push all the time.
Yeah.
They have a better understanding of a rounded lifestyle. So mm-hmm. is that video games? It doesn't matter what it is. There's no judgment in what it is. Mm-hmm. So like, I have been playing Tetris on my phone every day. Mm-hmm. So fun. I played it on Sean's, like, I don't know, Wii or Switch. I played it. I don't know what I played it on, but I played it on something.
Yeah.
On the TV the other day. And I was like, oh, this is hard. It's hard when you're, I don't like it. So I stopped playing it. And I went back to playing it on my phone. But like, you want to find those things. Mm-hmm. Like when I was a teenager, I played The Sims, and I did that all the way into my adult life.
That's awesome.
You want those things. And then make sure you add in there your social support group.
Yeah.
So many people, especially if you're on the spectrum, mm-hmm. if you're autistic, people don't want social support. Like they shy away because they have a hard time with that interaction.
Mm-hmm.
But having people who genuinely care for you and support you changes things. And I'm not saying they have to come in here and they have to like, hey, let me cook you dinner.
Literally a text sometimes can be enough to be like, oh God, yeah. I feel seen finally for like the first time in a while.
Exactly. Like someone just checking in on you, someone who you can say, dude, I just feel like shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, what's going on? Tell me everything. Like what's going
yeah.
on?
Yeah.
Like just having people that you can talk to and you know, they're not judging you.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Like that's all people need. Like yeah. we're social creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Like humans live in tribes.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is.
Yep.
Like you can't just go off in alone in the woods as much as sometimes you'd like to.
Right.
That's not advisable. It's, mm-hmm. That's officially the be unemployable stance. It's not advisable to go off by yourself and live in the woods. And then
solid advice. Figure out,
right. That's mm-hmm. that's our stance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not a good idea.
Yeah. No.
We are anti living alone in the woods.
Yes.
Now living with other people in the woods, totally fine. We call that a commune and we are for it. So we are pro communes.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, very clear stances here. I like it.
We are, and then make sure you have your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do more advocacy. I know that about you.
Mm-hmm.
So figure out what supports that. And until you've got the rest set up, you can't even begin to figure out how to get to that goal.
Yeah.
You need to solve the rest. And when I say you need to solve the rest, that sounds very like you have a task list. And until you get through this task list. But what I mean by that is when you solve the rest, you'll have the clarity to see how to get to the purpose. Because you won't feel like, shit, I can't get there. I can't even, you know, get myself fed. Like mm-hmm. you'll have the space and the clarity to see how to get to that point.
Yeah.
When you're not being like, how could I possibly have to go live again today? Mm-hmm. I have nothing to give people. I have nothing left.
Yeah.
You won't feel like that when you finally put boundaries in place and said, bro, I can't go live today.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can't even wash my hair today.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you make your clients feel normal. You make them feel like they are amongst friends when you go, mm-hmm. listen, I know I'm the quote unquote expert here,
mm-hmm.
but we're not all perfect. Like I'm not perfect. I don't expect you to be.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. Like, it's a good thing to say, hey, I can't do it today.
Yeah.
I'm doing the bare minimum by notifying you so that you know I honor your time.
Right. That's so true. That is so true. I didn't even think about that as showing up and being like, hey, I'm studying for my NBCOT again, the board's exam. That's a yeah. lot of energy. And
that's so draining and it's so yeah. stressful.
Yeah. And I honestly don't have a lot of bandwidth left for other things.
Yeah. So, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You can like, I would be so transparent and be like, listen, I'm taking my boards. I don't, mm-hmm. I will be here. I'm here. I'm in the background.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be commenting. I'll occasionally throw up a post. But I can't show up on camera for you guys right now.
Yeah.
I'll be on the podcast. I'll be doing things.
Yeah.
But I need to pass this.
Yes.
This is something I am prioritizing right now.
Yeah. Yep.
And then recharge yourself. You know, set boundaries around everything that drains you.
Wear sweatpants every day. Don't put on makeup.
I'm wearing sweatpants right now.
That's a dream.
I'm wearing sweatpants that say, "Thank you for asking about my mental health." They're from
Mayfair. Oh, I love those.
Yeah. You saw them when you were here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm wearing right now.
I love that.
Yep. So it's cut out everything that's not that makes you feel any kind of way. Like if it doesn't make you feel good, then it's bad right now.
Okay. Okay.
That's simple.
And give yourself a break until you recharge. And for everyone that's screaming, but I have to keep going for my business to not die. And I'm relying on that for money for income. What do we say to those people?
Then that's what the bare minimum is for.
Okay. Gotcha.
That's what the bare minimum is for, because my business supports my whole family. Mm-hmm. I have dealt with burnout multiple times while I've owned my business. And I've kept going every time, meaning I have shown up and done the bare minimum. I would never leave my clients like unsupported. I give them my all no matter what. But I stop all sales effort when I'm on support, when I'm feeling like that. I do not show up. I do not take on any new clients. I literally talk to my clients and see if we have a project going, what can wait and what can move along slowly. Like you would be surprised how many people are feeling the same way as you.
Yeah.
So some people are literally waiting for you to ask to give them a break as well.
That's such an interesting perspective.
Yeah. So if you're pushing along, like for me on, like I have a client that I've worked with for since like October of last year. She ended up taking off 1 or 2 months that we've worked together because she needed the break. And then I needed a break when I had COVID. And she was like, "That's fine. Like you need it," because I took breaks. So our project was only supposed to be 3 months, and we've been together for a long time between her health breaks, mental health breaks, like, and then mine.
Yeah.
Talk to your people. They need breaks as much as you do. And when you make it safe for them to tell you, then you're safe to tell them.
Yeah.
I don't lose clients because to say that my clients are the best clients in the world would be an understatement. Like I had a client who was looking to join, like to come on. And she wanted to actually talk to live clients, like past, present, anybody. And I sent her to somebody whose time was up. Like her time was up last week. And I was like, "Actually, you were coming in off the wait list and you can talk to somebody who recently her time ended." And it was great. Like if you're that open with clients, even your past clients will give you amazing reviews about how open and honest you are. It's the right way to do it. It's being in integrity with yourself.
I love that.
Make a list of things that can make you feel recharged or de-stressed. It could be creativity. It could be like whatever it is. And then figure out when you do it, after you do it, rate it for yourself. And then you know if that's something you want to do. Focus, if you have trauma, which I know I do, but if you have trauma, look at some of the inner child stuff, you know, playing, coloring, watching cartoons. Look at that stuff and see if that doesn't recharge you.
Interesting. Okay.
We watch we watch cartoons a lot as adults in this house.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Like we have Sean watches Saturday morning cartoons. We watch a lot of like inner child stuff, and not like it's time for inner child activities, but more like, hey, remember this? Let's watch this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we do a lot of that kind of stuff.
That's awesome.
It's good. It's good for, like, it's good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Well, Lizzie Listener has a lot of very actionable tips that she can take with her. Yes. Yeah. This was good shit.
So I hope that helped. If you have any questions, feel free to contact us. We might look like we're never on Instagram, but that's just because Jamie's never on Instagram. But I am. You can always reach me. I'm literally always on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And if you want to talk to Jamie, you can just still comment on our Instagram and I will send it to her. Or you can reach her on TikTok, or you can reach, you can reach us. If you go to the ADHD Entrepreneur Collective, that's our group. And Jamie, myself, and also my husband will be notified when you come in there. Mm-hmm. So we will all know and we can all get back to you. So you don't have to worry about that's the other big secret to running a business is have a whole team.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, if somebody's checked out for whatever reason, we can still handle it.
Yeah.
So if you join us in that Facebook group, you don't have to worry about, you can literally say, hey, I have a question for so-and-so, and we'll ask on your behalf if that person's not on, and we'll get an answer for you.
Yep.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yes, queen.
So yeah, that's where you can find us.
And if you're looking for a business coach or a brand strategist, you're going to want to go to MaggieIsley.com. That's MaggieIsley.com. And you're going to want to check out her portfolio because she's amazing at brand strategy. If you want to have an idea of what her work could look like, you can look at my website, OutsmartADHD.co. And you might as well just look up my services while you're there. But you especially want to look at Maggie's services because if you're looking for a business coach or brand strategist, Maggie's your gal. Maggie is your gal.
That's so sweet. F This Job is still open. So if you want to talk about that, just go to fthisjob.co.
6-week, I would say it's a business launch accelerator, honestly.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
If you just have an idea, or if you want to build a really strong business and you feel like your business is missing all the foundational pieces because you just jumped into it,
mm-hmm.
then go there. It's all the foundational stuff you need to start your mm-hmm. business from nothing to a business in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So yeah, all of that stuff. There's so many different ways we could work together. So if you want to, or you could just book a call with me and I can talk you through what's available. That's chatwithmaggie.com.
Yep.
So many different ways. We have all the ways that we can help you. And I know it just sounded like we were but we hate helping people. But no, that's not what we meant.
No, not at all.
Helping people.
We love helping people. That's why we are strategizing on how to do it in a way that we can semi-consistently show up.
Yeah.
Because we do give a shit.
We love you so much that we sometimes do it to our own detriment. So it's really important for us to be able to do it without hurting ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we do. All right,
so
guys,
thanks for tuning in. What the hell? And
what the hell with Jamie and Maggie, I guess. All right. Bye.
Bye.